We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A lot to get into, and we want to ask the question right out of the gates, because I think this is kind of a fascinating topic here, Eric. What do you think are some of the biggest what-ifs in DFW sports history? And I know specifically the Cowboys have quite a few. So, I mean, and there's no reason you can't give us some Cowboys options here. But Rangers, Stars, Mavericks, wherever you want to go with it, some of the biggest what-ifs, 877-881-1053. We will get to that in just a moment. Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy, though, had a press conference today. And if you listen to the C-Note at 620 with the G-Bag Nation, you got to hear a lot of what Coach McCarthy had to say, some of the highlights when it comes to Dak Prescott, Eric. McCarthy saying there's been communication with Dak Prescott during this offseason, but he acknowledges and respects that Dak is involved in a business situation. He says he has full confidence Dak will be ready to go when the time comes. So, Coach Mack, as I would like to call him, doesn't seem too perturbed over Dak. He's pretty confident as quarterback. And I don't know what else he's really supposed to say. You're certainly not going to come up and be the head coach in a public setting, voice any concern. But he has been pretty rock steady throughout the entire offseason when it comes to Dak Prescott. Mike McCarthy seems like he trusts Dak, and he know Dak's going to be ready to go when his number's called.
Yeah, and I think we all sort of feel that way. I mean, that's one thing that we know about Dak, his work ethic. It's not like he's sitting at home avoiding virtual meetings and completely distancing himself from football and from from staying in shape and things of that nature. I mean, heck, with the report just came out, I think it was yesterday or the day before, everybody's finding out Dak's actually paying John Kitna to work out with him still. So his former quarterbacks coach with the Cowboys, John Kitna, they're working out together as we speak. We've seen Dak throwing to Dez Bryant. We've seen him working with Ezekiel Elliott. So he's going to stay in tip-top shape. He's going to be ready to rock and roll. I'm sure he won't be as up to speed as he would have been had he got to participate in all these virtual OTAs and whatnot. But that's the price you pay if you're the Cowboys, and that's a little bit of the price you pay if you're Dak Prescott going through this right now. But it really is just the way that's just the way it goes in business. But ultimately, Dak's going to make $31 million this year if he plays on the franchise tag, and that's exactly what he's going to do. He's not going to hold out. He's not going to sit for the season or anything of that nature. He's going to be the starter week one. Just a matter of, will he be doing it on a franchise tag or will he be doing it on a 4 or 5 year deal?
And Mike McCarthy also getting into Alden Smith. Really happy for where Alden is right now. Personally, such an impressive young man. His path to Dallas is special and unique. Just thankful and blessed to be a part of his opportunity. He also talked about he is in Green Bay. He is not here in Dallas since the Stars closed and the Cowboys facility has not been open. He's been living in Green Bay with his family, but his family's ready to get him out of there. And then also speaking about the options for training camp here, right? So what's going to happen with camp? We'll hear from Mike McCarthy here, cut 3-0. What's the plan? Oxnard, Frisco, maybe both?
Well, I think the next step for me personally and coaching staff is when we're going to be able to get back and, you know, into our facility. So I don't see a decision on training camp happening before that. I don't have control, you know, of the factors that are involved and or even a part of those factors that are involved that will finalize that decision. So, you know, that's why my best time has been served in just the preparation. You know, I clearly understand what training camp needs to look like, and I just got to make sure we're ready to do it at either Oxnard or Frisco.
It is different because, you know, this is an organization that's used to having a Jason Garrett-led training camp for the last decade, and now you have a completely new coaching staff, minus two coaches, really, and a brand-new head coach, and you haven't even been able to go through mini camps or OTAs, and now the question is, logistically, how will training camp work? So, you know, Mike McCarthy knows exactly how he wants to hold a camp. He did it for many years in Green Bay, but the Cowboys don't know. This is foreign territory to everybody that's works with the Cowboys and the players. So it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out as we gain more information and the time gets closer and closer.
Yeah, I'm going to be pretty surprised if they do the Oxnard stuff. But I do, and I talked about this with RJ Choppie last week or the week before, and I thought he brought up a good point, and I agreed with him. Like, it would, as cool as it would be for the Cowboys, and I'm sure the players would love to be able to, you know, sleep in their own bed at night and do training camp that way instead of having to go to Oxnard. But if you paint the picture of going to being the Cowboys being able to go to Oxnard, but there's still all this social distancing, maybe media's not able to be there, maybe, you know, fans, all the autographs, all that stuff is not going to be a part of it. And you can really just hone in as a team and you're just going football heavy. It's nothing but a bonding experience for those guys to get completely away, distancing from all the media, distancing from all the fans, and just being in a secluded place as a team for a month or 5 weeks or 6 weeks leading up to the season. That could end up, that could prove to be extremely beneficial for the Cowboys.
And that could be very well why they still are pushing for it, because you're right. Especially with no fans, you know, economically, I guess that's the big reason why the Cowboys would go to Oxnard in the first place. They've got a massive fan base there. But if you can't have fans, what would really be the point of traveling there? But that brings up an interesting factor. You are able to completely get away and you just focus on football without having all the extra hoopla that goes along with it. The final takeaway from Mike McCarthy's presser, talking about Andy Dalton, he's part of the quarterback group. It's been good. He brings a ton of experience. Very impressed with his knowledge base and understanding. He also added that Andy Dalton asks great questions, which all can help Dak Prescott in that quarterback room. So some of the takeaways of the Dallas Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy on his conference call here on your home of Dallas Cowboys football. 105.3 The Fan, Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, the nosebleed seats here on your DFW Sports Station. And I asked, what's the biggest what-ifs in DFW sports history? 877-881-1053 on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. We've already got a lot that are rolling on in, Eric, and ones that I think are pretty interesting from the 817. What if Jerry and Jimmy were able to coexist? And what if the Cowboys had drafted Randy Moss and Steven Jackson? Those are both great, and I think when it comes to the Cowboys, that's the number one what if. What if Jimmy doesn't leave? Yes. What if that marriage with Jerry and Jimmy, the egos and Jimmy, you know, I've heard a lot of stuff by people that have relationships and know Jimmy Johnson. And many believe that, you know, Jimmy just wasn't a guy that stayed in the same place for more than 4 years. That just wasn't him. He came in, he welcomed the challenge, then once he accomplished that challenge, he needed something new. Well, I mean, you win back-to-back Super Bowls in a team that he took over and had to rebuild. He accomplished that challenge, and he wanted something new. And he was flirting with the sexy expansion Jacksonville Jags, and he ended up taking a break. Then he goes to the Miami Dolphins. But regardless, put all that aside, what if he doesn't leave? This is a team that I think probably would have won 4 Super Bowls in a row, and who knows how many more.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. That is certainly, I mean, not only for the Cowboys, that's probably my biggest what if for the entire DFW Sports Metroplex. And we heard Darren Woodson, right, last week when he was on whatever podcast he was on. I think it was with The Big Lead. And he was like, man, if Jimmy had never left, he's thinking they go win not just one more, but probably a couple of more. And how could you not feel that way, right? So, yeah, that's certainly the biggest one. And that's one we've gotten a lot. The Randy Moss one, a lot of people are texting in, which makes plenty of sense, man. You would have drafted Randy Moss. How awesome that would have been. I mean, really, to have the best wide receiver in the history of the league, and you could have a Thanksgiving day where he's catching 3 balls for 3 touchdowns and almost 200 yards, and he could be doing it in a Cowboys uniform instead of against the Cowboys. Oh. God, that would have been so awesome.
That would have been much better. It would have made that Thanksgiving much more fun than being a little boy in Texas Stadium. Like, what in the world is happening? This is horrible. Surrounded by Viking fans with their faces painted in purple and gold, and I don't know what to do with myself, but... Yes, I would have loved to have seen the 84 in a Dallas Cowboys uniform, no doubt. From the 682, and this is from Emily, one of our loyal Cedars out there. What if Darvish got the final out and thus that perfect game? Might he still be here? I don't think it would have changed the Darvish trajectory, personally. I don't think Darvish would still be here. But, man, that game against the Astros was a gem. And if he had been able to get it, I mean, it still would have been. We talked about some of the greatest moments in DFW sports history. You know, the Kenny Rogers game, the Nolan Ryan game, where it all came to mention. We'd have to include the Yu Darvish game then as one that we remember forever. But I don't know that it changes the history and the trajectory of how Darvish's tenure with the Rangers unfolded. The main thing is because I don't know that it would have changed how he performed in the postseason in those games. And that's just as where Darvish wasn't ultimately able to get it done.
Right, and there's another really good Rangers one here from the 817. What if Odor was the one that got knocked out? He have his horses right now? What if that fight never even took place for Ruby? Like, what would that mean for him? Because I feel like that's his signature moment, and he's sort of kind of just gone down ever since.
That's interesting. That's very, very interesting. Some other ones here from the 682. What if the Astros didn't cheat? Well, I don't think they would have won a World Series. I think that would have gone to the Dodgers there. And heck, you know, if you ask, who was it? CC Sabathia. He says that would have been the Yankees championship. So it probably would have been somebody other than the Astros. I knew this was coming from the 254 somewhere. Corey Majors is texting into the show. What if Nelson Cruz could catch a fly ball?
Gosh. Yeah, I was gonna. Don't get me wrong. I thought about that, but man, I was just gonna try to. Was gonna try to avoid it for the sake of really just all of our hearts. But here we are. 254 brought it to the table. Yeah, that would have been the greatest thing ever if he could have caught that, and there would have been a lot less Nelly hate floating around the Metroplex. That's for sure.
720 text and whoa, don't be skipping over Jerry Rice. And if I misunderstand your text, 720, please text back. And I think that might be, you know, what if the Cowboys had drafted Jerry Rice? I think the Niners jumped in front of the Cowboys there. Or did you say something in regards to Jerry?
Yeah, no, I just said that Randy Moss, I just said he was the greatest receiver ever. I said, imagine if the Cowboys had the best receiver of all time.
Gotcha.
And so I get it, splitting hairs, Randy Moss, Jerry Rice, but they're 1-2, aren't they? I mean, I don't think there's much debate about that. I'm not going to hate on Jerry Rice, though. But there's plenty of other ones. Like, Cowboys have, I mean, of course, there's what if Dez caught it? What if Romo didn't drop the snap, you know, mishandle the snap in Seattle? Yeah. What happens from there? But one of my biggest Cowboy ones is, what if in 2016 they actually turn the team back over to Romo instead of riding a rookie Dak Prescott into the playoffs and trying to go do something that no one in the history of football has ever done, which is win a Super Bowl with a rookie quarterback. That year, I don't know if I was in the minority, but I was definitely one of the ones banging the table for, let's bring Romo back. There's nothing, it can't hurt the situation. If he sucks or he gets injured, you just bring back in Dak Prescott, who's been awesome all year, and I don't think you're going to be doing, I don't think you're really going to skip a beat. But man, how nice would it have been in that playoff game against Green Bay at AT&T Stadium, having Romo versus Rodgers instead of a rookie Dak Prescott, who showed up big time in the second half, but that first half was enough really to lose the game.
Yeah, that first half was bad, and look, that first half wasn't all on Dak now. Okay, there was that phantom call with the Bryce Butler illegal substitution, whatever the heck they made up that rule just for that game in that moment. I don't know that that changes with number 9 in the huddle versus number 4, and the defense also did not perform well in that first half. So I'm not sure that it changes how that game goes, but you're right. It is a what if. I wonder, because Tony certainly looked really good in that one drive against Philly where he throws a touchdown to Terrence Williams. He definitely looked good.
Did he ever? Yes, he looked incredible. So, yeah, that's one of my big Cowboy ones. But a lot of people in regards to the Mavs, hey, what if you never what if Steve Nash never left? What if the Mavs actually listened to Donnie Nelson and took Giannis?
That's my favorite one.
And then I actually have another good one. What if in 1996, Walchuk, instead of drafting Samaki Walker at pick number 9, you go ahead in 1996 and you draft Kobe Bean Bryant, and then you pair him with Dirk Nowitzki a few years later.
Wow.
I mean, come on, dude.
Wow,
I think we're winning
wow.
all the titles.
Yeah,
I think we're winning
so
all the
too.
Titles.
From the 903, what if Hamilton doesn't go to L.A.? That kind of goes along with the Nelson Cruz fly ball. Like, what is the opinion? What is our perception of Josh Hamilton if that doesn't happen?
He would have been a hero,
man.
Yeah.
And all of this stuff that's transpired after him going to LA, coming back, all of those things, I think we have a much different perception of Josh Hamilton.
No question about it. I mean, there's so many. What if Jackie Smith had caught that pass in the end zone for the 817? It would have been a touchdown. What if Jamie Benn got the wraparound on the Blues? The Cowboys would have had six Super Bowls already. The Stars could have won a Stanley Cup last year had he gotten that wraparound against the Blues. Who knows? The Blues ended up going to win the Stanley Cup Finals, right? So, man, there's a lot of what-ifs and a lot of championships that could have been won here in DFW if these what-ifs had gone the other way. A quarter of an inch, Charlie. A quarter of an inch.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.